This goes to Dr. Renee, R-E-N-E-E, Fuller, F-U-L-L-E-R, fax 989-246-6495, regarding Janice, J-A-N-I-C-E, Bauman, B like boy, A-U, M like Mary, A-N-N like November. Date of birth is 6-10-1947. Dear Dr. Fuller, this is a consultation for Mrs. Bauman, who was sent for evaluation of elevated calcium levels. When lab studies were reviewed, they've been running 11, June 20th of 25, then September 12th of 25, calcium is 11.2, October 21st, 25, calcium 10.9, January 30th, 26, calcium was 11.1. She did receive a reclast injection in February of 26 for osteoporosis. Calcium was rechecked in April of 26, and it was up to 12.3, April 1st. Then a referral was made for further evaluation. Intact parathyroid hormone level was checked, and it was greater than 50 at that time. So the suppression that would be expected with elevated calcium levels actually had not occurred. That should be suppressed to less than 20 with the high calcium level generally. The patient currently has no symptoms with this problem. Some other symptoms that she has been having are balance issues, headaches, hearing loss in both ears requiring hearing aids. And she will be scheduled for a MRI of the brain soon for further evaluation. She did stop vitamin D supplementation and does not take any oral calcium also. And levels have not been rechecked since that has occurred. No current chest pain or palpitations, no history of stroke or TIAs, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. She does suffer from constipation without blood or melena. No history of kidney stones, no UTIs, and no peripheral edema. Past medical history is significant for hypertension for many years, osteoporosis, bilateral hearing loss, constipation, hypothyroidism, peripheral neuropathy of the lower extremities, type 2 diabetes, left ductal carcinoma of the left breast in situ, 2018, hyperlipidemia, osteoarthritis, fibromyalgia, gastroesophageal reflux disease, non-alcoholic fatty liver, headaches are recent, and a history of Bell's palsy affecting the left side of her face about 30 years ago. Past surgical history, she's had a left total knee replacement and a left hip replacement. She's had EGDs and colonoscopies. She had a total abdominal hysterectomy and bilateral salping oophorectomy in 1994, as well as cholecystectomy. She had repair of the vesicle fistula that had developed secondary to diverticulitis, and that was in 2023. And she had a lumbar laminectomy without hardware placement in 2024, and left breast lumpectomy December of 2018. Also cholecystectomy, if I didn't say that. Social history, the patient does not smoke cigarettes. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is married and retired, lives with her husband. Family history is significant for heart disease, hypertension, breast cancer, thyroid disease, COPD and type 2 diabetes. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she is allergic to Lipitor, Demerol, Pravastatin, and most other statin medications, as well as adhesive tape. Medications, she's on fenofibrate, 54 milligram daily. Gabapentin is 300 milligrams up to three times a day as needed for back pain. Synthroid, 110 microgram daily. Metformin is 500 milligram daily. Metoprolol is 50 milligram daily. Zofran, 4 milligram every 8 hours as needed for nausea. Protonix, 40 milligram daily. A multivitamin daily. Losartan is 50 milligram once daily. Tylenol for arthritis as needed for pain. Occasional ibuprofen, but rarely used. 200 milligram over-the-counter dose. And Maxide is 25 milligrams once daily for hypertension. Physical exam, height is 60 inches, weight is 169 pounds, pulse 78 and regular, and blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140 over 72. Patient's pharynx is clear, midline uvula, clear drainage, tympanic membranes and canals are clear. She does have hearing aids in both ears. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise, no palpable nodules or masses. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese and non-tender without ascites. No enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema. Decreased sensation in feet and ankles bilaterally. No ulcerations or lesions and no unusual skin rashes. And labs, the calcium levels were previously described. We also had lab studies done April 24th, 2026. Calcium had improved slightly. It came down from 12.3 back to 11.1. Albumin is 4.9. Phosphorus is 2.8. Sodium, 139. Potassium, 4.1. Carbon dioxide, 26. Creatinine, 0.75. Intact parathyroid hormone is 62.8, and that is increasing. And the vitamin D25OH is 72. We also have a 24-hour urine for calcium, which was low, slightly low at 73 when that was checked. Assessment and plan. One, hypercalcemia in the presence of a non-suppressed parathyroid hormone. The patient will be scheduled for nuclear medicine parathyroid scan in CLARE, as well as kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder to check for kidney calcifications secondary to the high calcium levels. We will continue all blood pressure medications. All are good medications, and it doesn't appear as if the Maxide is causing the calcium increase. She should stay off the vitamin D and not use any oral calcium supplements either. And we will have a follow-up visit with this patient within the next 6 months also. And the patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.